Proclamation number 7046 of 21st of February, 1958. Divine spark of love. Spiritual work. Knowledge. You carry my divine spark of love within you, which will instruct you from within if you allow it yourselves. For it cannot take effect in you until you are completely unresisting towards it, that is, until you are willing to make contact with me. This spark of love in you is my share, it is spirit of my spirit, love of my eternal love. It is what connects you with me, but only if you want to enter into this bond with me again yourselves. In the beginning you were able to hear my word. In the beginning my thoughts flowed to you in the form of my word. I was able to give you fullest knowledge through the everlasting illumination of love. Thus there was light in you. But your human state is one of darkness, because you once rejected that illumination of love from me yourselves. Nevertheless, I have placed a tiny spark of my light of love into your heart, and this tiny spark can spread within you and fill you with brightest light again if you are willing to open your heart to me, if you turn to me again and desire my divine flow of love. Then it will no longer stop flowing, and that means that you will receive this flow of thoughts from me again, that you will attain realization again. That you will step out of the dark state into brightest light. Understandably, however, the degree of realization will also correspond to the degree of love in you, and only rarely does a human being on earth already reach that degree of love which allows him to recognize and see through everything as it was possible for him in the beginning when he was created by me as a perfect being. And therefore the human being will only rarely be able to completely penetrate the deepest secrets on earth which are hidden behind my reign and activity. And in the kingdom of the beyond his bliss will then also consist of always being supplied with new light and thereby also constantly increasing his degree of light. But anyone who has once allowed the glow of my small spark of love, who once allows the part of myself to work, will also always be truthfully instructed from within, and it will not be difficult for him to distinguish truth from error. For light no longer allows darkness, light will always displace darkness, light will also chase away the shadows which sometimes still want to lie over an area which is not yet brightly enough illuminated. But my divine light of love cannot flow to a person who has no contact with me, who has not yet established the bond, who therefore has not yet brought the spark of love to shine, in which it still lies buried and could not yet unfold its luminosity. But people often seek to attain realization anyway because they believe they can fathom through their intellect what is still hidden from them. And then the concepts easily become confused. For the darkness, which is the portion of the once fallen, cannot be chased away by means of intellectual research. You humans have already been told many times that I myself must work in you if you want to be rid of this darkness, the consequence of which was your separation from me. And this presupposes that you first re-establish the bond with me so that the original process of radiation can begin again, the transfer of light and strength into you, which can only happen through me myself. But this influx of light and strength is not restricted by me. You yourselves can cause me to release it to an unlimited extent if only you constantly open yourselves and desire the influx from me. If you pray in spirit and in truth. If you perform labors of love in complete unselfishness. If you believe that in my love I will not deny you anything you desire, Then the spark of love will spread within you and soon become a bright flame which will completely change your initially deficient state. Nature will also have to obey you in your will if you draw the strength from me, which will also let you become masters over all living creations. You'll enter your original state again and no longer know weakness, no longer know darkness. For as soon as you allow my ray of light of love to touch you again, you'll then also work with me and in my will again, and you'll use my strength which is available to you without measure. You humans could all achieve this, but your will usually fails because your faith in it is not strong enough, and it can only attain this strength again through all loving activity. The little spark of love in you must therefore be ignited, and then it will urge you from within to constantly work with love. And you must comply with this urge, again and again think of your neighbor who is in need and want to help him as far as it lies within your initially still weak strength. And your strength will increase, you will grow beyond yourselves and be able to work for the benefit of your fellow human beings. You will become full of light and strength yourselves and then also use your strength in my will in utmost realization. Seek to achieve this, for it is within the realm of possibility, and constantly request my support. Remain in constant bond with me and do not slacken in your struggle for profound faith. Then you will achieve much in earthly life and be able to enter the spiritual kingdom in brightest radiance of light when your course on this earth is over. Amen.